Nick Alberga is joining us from Leafs Morning Take, also writer for the Leafs Nation. Nick, thanks for doing the show today.
Matty, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. Do you think Brad Marchand will be able to play again after that slash by Tyler Bertuzzi, or his entire career, is it in jeopardy now?
I think a bit of a bit of both. I actually dedicated today's show, Leafs Morning Take, to Brad Marchand and a speedy recovery, but I thought it was hilarious. Yeah. He grabbed the wrong leg, man. He grabbed the wrong leg.
You know what? Shame on him. For someone who's such a good troll, a great diver, a great turtle, like, this should be in his wheelhouse, is know how to properly fake an injury.
I know. This is like rule number one, like, if you fake an injury, grab the right leg that was slashed. And I would say shame on the officials, too. Like, I think you should know better to give Brad Marchand. I think if there's one player in the league who does not deserve the benefit of the doubt anymore, it is Brad Marchand. But, hey, good on him. I mean, he got the officials to make a crucial call at a pivotal moment in the hockey game. That was a big kill for the Leafs.
Yeah, you know what? Okay, we'll get to the penalty kill in a second. Let's get to the main story here. Austin Matthews has had good playoff games in the past. They don't play like 45 of them without some memorable and remarkable performances. But the captain obvious take today, that was the best game for Austin Matthews in his career as a Maple Leaf. Hot take or proper take?
I think it's a hot take. I mean, he's had some phenomenal games in his career, but it's certainly up there. I think you talk about signature playoff moments. The upper echelon players in this league, especially the all-time greats who get the job done in the Stanley Cup playoffs, they have plenty of these games. And obviously, Austin Matthews, along the way to being one of the best ever to do it, I think, in my opinion, and that was just another moment. Like, I thought Hayes nailed it on Jay last night, where it was like, Austin Matthews, he's like, we're not losing this game. And you need efforts like that in the Stanley Cup playoffs, where your best players are your best players. It happens all the time where the guys, like, you just watch the game and you're like, this team's not losing tonight. And that's how you felt watching Austin Matthews. It started with the Domi goal and the response, the shot off the crossbar 14 seconds after Geeky opens the scoring. Then he gets the assist on the JT power play goal in the second. And then it was a very similar to, you know, it reminded me a lot of the Eric Carlson, Mike Hoffman from years ago with Ottawa. Just the presence of mind to corral that puck. To use the feet to get ahead on that breakaway, and then to make a move like that on the guy who won the Vezina Trophy last season. That's all world, but that's what Austin Matthews is. And I think slowly but surely he is ridding himself of that sort of perception that he can't get the job done when it matters most.
Yeah, and just I think over – well, the thing is, I talked about it, he gets more scrutiny, but I look at that as a tip of the cap. No one ever spent, you know, hours and hours of radio going, you know what? Alex Kerfoot needs to carry this team. The same thing was done with Clayton Kershaw, with Peyton Manning, with James Harden. It's when you have that much incredible skill and talent and productivity, when we see it far less in the playoffs, I think it's just natural that there's going to be more questions about where is it and where did it go.
Well, that's fair, and I think, you know, it's unique because there's a perfect example in Toronto of a player who can rise up in Austin Matthews, and somebody at this point who has been unwilling or unable to do so, and that's Mitch Marner. Like, I think that's the prevailing story lost in the shuffle of the victory. It was like Mitch Marner was like, he wasn't very noticeable again, and luckily for him, there's time for this still to play off, and he, you know, play out, I should say, and there's still a moment in time and hope for him in this series. But it's been a lot of the same of we've been accustomed to seeing in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Very perimeter game. When Mitch Marner's at his best, the puck is on his stick and he's finding lanes. And it just seems like he's a bit off right now. Granted, it's a couple games into this series, but we've seen this rodeo before. But I think it's a unique example of a player who is finding a way to rise up and somebody at this point unable to.
I 100% agree. Like, if I look at my big picture thoughts going forward, number one was, can Matthews give an encore of anything even close to what we saw on Monday night? My second one is, when is Marner going to show up? My third one is, does anyone have any idea what the hell is going on with Nylander? That's my gold, silver, and bronze of my top three stories looking ahead to game three.
Yeah, number four, somebody locate Matt Murray, the four-headed monster in between the pipes for this team. But yeah, like, I think it's so interesting, too, because, like, I put out an article for TheLeafsNation.com entering the playoffs. Who's facing the most pressure in the Stanley Cup playoffs in terms of players. And I put Mitch Marner number one. I just think you look at some of the other guys involved. Matthews got paid. He's rising to the occasion. You know, Nylander got paid. For the most part, it really hasn't been a big story of him not producing when it matters most in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Like, he's probably the big four. He's probably been the most consistent guy. It comes down to Mitch Marner. Like, we all know we're going to have this conversation at some point in time when the season is done. Hopefully it comes in late June and they're handing out that cup. What happens next with Marner being 1 year away from UFA, controlling his own destiny because he's got the full no-trade clause? There's no doubt in my mind he's going to ask for more than Willie Nylander. I think right now is the time to prove why he is deserving of that extra money. And so far, it hasn't been the case. He hasn't proven squat. It's been the story of his postseason career. This guy's been pound for pound one of the best producers in the regular season, but I think we're realizing again very, very quickly, playoffs, a whole different story. But again, there's time to rectify this.
I'll leave with this. I'm joined by Nick Alberga, and you can check out his work, The Leafs Morning Take, and of course, and Leafs Nation, writer for them, is what the Leafs overcame last night. No Nylander. Marner didn't do much in Boston, hadn't won there in over 750 days, gave up the first goal, brutal Pastrnak goal near the end of the first, and that was, a lot of that was on Marner, and then the overturned goal by Bertuzzi. That was a lot of things on the negative ledger, and the Leafs found a way to win. I thought it was remarkable what they overcame to get that victory last night.
Very scrappy, and that's why I think this team deserves to be complimented, to be commended. I think a couple of years back, they just don't win games like that. Even dating back to last year in the first round against Tampa, they found a way time after time. Remember how many OT games they went to? And it was just a prototypical, like, scrappy, clawy, like, lunch pail type effort on the road in a difficult, difficult environment that has been a house of horrors for this organization for, like, a decade. And they found a way, spearheaded by their best player. They got the goaltending. They got the timely saves. They got the big power play goal. They got the big, you know, penalty kill. Like, a lot of things went right. And I think that's a really prevailing story, too, is, like, they haven't played their best. But I guess, you know, Boston can make this argument, too. And they're 1-1 in the series. But let's face it, the Leafs are the underdog. And now they have home ice. And I'm very curious to see what transpires, as you mentioned, coming up on Wednesday in front of Scotiabank Arena. I'm sure we'll see a bit of a different, more livelier crowd here in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And if the Leafs can utilize the last chance to their benefit in hopes of maybe getting Mitch Marner going here.
Nick, they want to see you. People want to read you. They want. Where do they go to find all things Nick Alberga?
Yeah, so Leafs Morning Take, you can catch it every day on YouTube at the Leafs Nation 401. That's at the Leafs Nation 401. That's the primary focus here, is just doing a YouTube show. Got a lot of great guests. And, of course, Jay Rosehill is my regular co-host. Carter Hutton is there as well. Anthony Stewart. So we're having a lot of fun with that.
Nick, appreciate it. Thanks so much for doing the show today.
My pleasure. Take care.